This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The USDA has published a healthy food photo to combat the hashtag Thanks Michelle Obama meme. Southern Christian Leadership Conference calls for amnesty for rioters, looters in Baltimore. Video, school children ordered to remove offensive U.S. flag. Pro-abortion group labels 20-week ban inhuman. It's inhuman to not want to kill babies. Up is down, down is up. Caught in a lie, Jade Helm 15, excellent report. With Joe Biggs, Seymour Hersh slams establishment media, says, I'm not backing off anything I said. China's secret space weapon targeting U.S. Soon every satellite will be at risk. Corporate gods order Obama to ram through the TPP. That's just some of what's coming up today. We're taking your phone calls right now. Let's go to Chris in Chicago. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I'm watching you on your Prison Planet TV. I've been a subscriber for about 3 months, and I recommend it to everyone. It's a very, very good way to enhance your radio show. Alex, the Fast and Furious episode seems to have gone down a memory hole, except with, certain patriots like yourself and your listeners. We remember this. And living in Chicago, I've wondered that it seems similar that so much violence is going on, and you can't buy a gun in Chicago. And I know that there's no limit to the depths of depravity of some of our leaders, and I'm just thinking myself, it just crosses my mind all the time that our government might be supplying guns. Why wouldn't they be supplying guns to the gangs in Chicago to help get rid of your and my gun rights? And I just wanted to get your thoughts on...
It's amazing you bring that up. We've caught them engaging in Fast and Furious and other gun-running operations to destabilize Mexico, the Southwest, track the guns, blame the Second Amendment. CBS News got those documents. The reporter released them. She ended up losing her job over that. Remember at the time going, how is CBS doing this? Well, they had a real reporter. When Al Jazeera was interviewing me yesterday, they said, okay, the interview's over. And they went, wait. And the producer, this woman, she goes, wait a minute, I've got questions about guns. And so he starts asking the gun questions. He goes, you claim there's a move to ban guns, but everyone knows it's not true. And I went, they've banned guns in Chicago, New York, D.C. Even though the Supreme Court's ruled they've got to reverse it, they haven't. They've made it incredibly hard, almost impossible. They go, no, they haven't. You can own guns anywhere. No one wants your guns. It's like Bloomberg writes articles going, I'm the most pro-Second Amendment person anywhere. I believe in it. It's like, don't run, we are your friends from Mars Attacks. This is what they do. And so according to Al Jazeera, there is no move to get your guns, sir. You can go buy guns anywhere in Chicago. Of course, that's not true. And these gun groups admit in their internal documents a gun ban's what they want. But there is no Jade Helm. There is no NSA spying. There is no open borders. There is no funding ISIS. There is no... But that's a great point. We know that corrupt police departments use the guns that they confiscate from gun dealers and people they raid that don't have their documentation and have been caught selling them out the back door to criminals. That's come out in the news so many times, it makes my head spin. Now, I don't think they ever caught them where it's been directed by the police chief. I'm sure that might have been happening. It's usually rogue groups doing it because I'm not for corruption in police, but I do get not wanting to destroy valuable firearms and wanting to sell them. And most of the time, they end up selling them to gun dealers or legitimate people out the back door and then giving the money to fraternal groups or whatever. And that is criminal and shouldn't happen. I get it, though. at a you know, not the letter of the law, spirit of the law. But no, departments have been caught selling to gangs. That's because a lot of times gangs are the puppet henchmen, like in motorcycle gangs will have puppets, like Hell's Angels has puppet groups, front groups, for the police departments themselves. So it's an excellent question, Chris. God bless you. Appreciate your call. We'll be back with more calls in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to cut this segment short because I understand we have an urgent phone call right now from Admiral Akbar of the Rebel Alliance. Admiral, thanks for joining us. You know, we were just talking about the internet kill switch. And Barack Obama, you know, he just said that he thinks we should hand power of the internet over to the federal government. Like, that sounds like a scary thought. And Obama says it will be used fairly and distributed equally. What do you say to that?
It's a trap.
What happened? Do we lose him?
But of course, ladies and gentlemen, in the real world, the takeover of free speech and the internet won't be done overnight in just a few seconds, like that satirical piece that Darren McBrain produced for the Nightly News last night. It'll be done incrementally. But even in an incremental push, you finally get to a point where you're cooked. You put the frog in the pot. At first it's cold, then it's warm, then it's hot. Then it's boiling, but by then the frog's passed out. We are getting to the frog passing out point, but now the frog's starting to try to climb out a little bit. Texas and other states are going, Why are you saying you want to take on veterans and gun owners and you're listing the state as hostile and you've got these drills where you say you're going to be simulating illegal activities, and the Army goes, we're not simulating any illegal activities. That document's probably not real. Alex Jones makes stuff up. Okay, the document's real, but we're not going to be paying anybody off or doing anything illegal or in plain clothes. Really, here's your manual, and here's your spokesman a month ago saying it. Never mind that. Why do you hate the military? Well, we don't hate the military. That's why it's mainly veterans that are upset and current active duty. And there's been three different C-SPAN shows that we've heard about and then gone to the archives and watched. Rob Dew had a piece on it with Leanne McAdoo a few nights ago on the Nightly News, where they'll take an hour with a Pentagon guest on any subject. And let's not exaggerate. 8 out of 10 calls are on Jade Helm and saying, I'm a veteran and I see through this. I just got out 5 years ago and we would be brought to giant training centers no matter what the terrain was. This is for domestic acclimation of the public because they understand there's a states' rights movement and Obama's been shutting off, you know, our infrastructure and doing things unilaterally. Thank you for the call from Colorado. Now let's go to the independent line. Well, I've just got to tell you, it'll be a woman on there, that, you know, my husband's active duty right now and he's concerned. And next caller. This is so healthy that people see through what's happening. The problem is, and I'm going to your calls, the problem is, I'm trying to figure out why they're hyping this so much, why they're making such a big deal about it, why they're misrepresenting everything we've said so much. This is, conservatively, 10 times. I thought about this a lot. It's about 10 times any previous attack we've been under. Hundreds of newspapers a day, TV shows every day, national news, lying about InfoWars.com and yours truly. I don't want to speculate, but I think they may be getting ready to attack military personnel during Jade Helm. And I've said coming up they'll have false flags where they have patriots target military personnel. Personnel get targeted. Then they say it's all your fault, Alex Jones, that this group of militia attacked the military. And, of course, it'll be contractors, probably foreign, that do it. They will grab one mentally ill patsy who's being watched in a militia group led by feds that has a low IQ. They'll be drugged up, never again seen like McVeigh or Zarnev, brother. Even if they plead not guilty and say they were set up, they'll never see the light of day. They'll be put in a Supermax prison. And if you look at who's in the Supermax prison, I was doing some studies, on the big one in Colorado. I spent like 4 or 5 hours this weekend looking at it, and I noticed it was all political people like Theodore Kaczynski and Terry Nichols and others who basically said they were set up later and it was part of a larger operation. And they admit the Justice Department then runs what they eat, who they can talk to, and that they're never allowed basically to ever talk to the media or anybody. So it's just where they send you when you're the new boogeyman, new cutout. Because, I mean, you notice that Terry Nichols never attacked anyone since he was arrested. And Terry Nichols came out in affidavits from the time, from lawsuits. I've interviewed people that were in jail with him as well. I've interviewed the lawyers of FBI agents on air. To FBI agents' credit, two of them, I remember in the L.A. Times went public about 5 years after Oklahoma City and said, no, we saw the footage. McVeigh was with a bunch of other men, and there was a cover-up. They seized all the surveillance cameras from surrounding businesses and the YMCA. And they just stick him in that Supermax. He gets out a couple hours a week to stand in a tiny courtyard where he can see the sky. He talks to no one else. Jail guards slide the food under. And every time he gets to talk to somebody, he goes, McVeigh was Black Ops Special Forces there to shut up militia groups. He didn't want to go out with the bombing. And he came to the house and told me, that's why I'm here. And then we have all the documents where he was high-level infiltrator, highly decorated in work for Schwarzkopf, all the rest of it, put into an intelligence infiltration operation, We know the name of the German National Intelligence Officer, the FBI agents, the ATF officers in a team. The whole scope. We have the whole thing from every angle. We know exactly what happened. And you notice he's in a super match. All because McVay basically ran to his house and told him and cashed some stuff there and said, if anything happens to me, this is what's going on. I'm being shut up. I'm going to try to stop the bombing. And they might not have even burned McVay. They were probably just going to blame the white supremacist Elohim City. But McVay's like Tony Montana in the end of Scarface, where he goes, you think I'm a worm like you? You think I'm going to kill kids? I told you, no women, no kids. And that's what happened to Tim McVay. All right, let's go to Chris in Texas. Thanks for holding. Then we'll go to Donald, Jonathan, Captain America, and others. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's a pleasure to speak with you. I believe, just as a basic point, our veterans deserve more than memorials. I think they deserve the truth. And basically, when it comes to patriotism, patriotism isn't just an allegiance to, say, the American people. If you're American, it's an allegiance. It's also an allegiance to the principles that the country was built on. So just some basic political theory, our founders devised an arrangement of governmental checks and balances all served to restrain each other's power. Washington described government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire.
Well, sure, they also described it like an arch, where you have the opposing forces together that bring stability. That's why everything is broken into threes. Everything has checks and balances on the other. Because if you get rid of checks and balances, it's game over. You're enslaved.
Absolutely. That's why, because of our checks and balances, it's and the authors of the Constitution understood that phenomenon. And they understood political power being the greatest power on earth. So, and they also understood that it's extremely dangerous unless it's confined.
And they had a dream of being able to compete in an open market, because the real reason George Washington went to war, he wrote about this, was because he couldn't ever run his own business. He had to go do all the work and then have a lord over him that was able to get all the contracts and everything. You couldn't manufacture firearms. You couldn't manufacture furniture. You couldn't manufacture anything that was a finished good. You couldn't get clothing. You couldn't make carriages. You had to buy everything from England and then buy it through the aristocracy that was in the colonies. And everybody was so sick of monopolies. And that was the real reason that this happened. I mean, much greater men like Benjamin Franklin, who invented over 1,000 things. I mean, Benjamin Franklin probably had like a 200 IQ, and he was a womanizer in the whole nine yards, and probably part of the Illuminati as well. But the point is that they did not like royalty. They did not like people being given things. They were amazing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Absolutely, and I believe that's why the globalist plan must be stopped. If all power is vested in a single international authority, what force except God himself could save us from the abuse is certain to follow? You know, that's why our country has never really experienced a genocide or police state terror like other parts of the world.
Now, can you imagine foreigners would come here before the war and after, and they'd say being in the presence of, like, George Washington and people was like they could hardly stand being in the room with them. It was so strong. The King of England, when George Washington refused to be king, said George Washington is the greatest man in the world. That's who founded this country. That's why there's not movies about him. Nobody knows about him. He's just some old guy on a picture on the wall, because there's power in that. In honor. I mean, our founders were so honorable, even in their day, they were admired worldwide. And that's why they're so demonized, because they were so special.
They understood world history. You know,
well, they'd been in three wars in the last 20 years. So they were intellectuals. They were smart. They were inventors. The rock stars then were, how many languages can you speak? What can you invent? And if somebody smarts off to you, will you go out in the road with a sword and hack each other to death?
Absolutely.
I mean, they were just super badass. I mean, we think of somebody like John Wayne, an actor, as really manly, and he was a cool guy, but he was nothing compared to the Founding Fathers. You know, and that's the whole issue here, is that we need to discover true honor again, and then we'll understand death before dishonor, death before we'll be slaves, then we won't be afraid anymore, then we'll have the strength it takes and the leadership it takes to turn the tide against evil. God bless you, Chris. Jordan, Donald, Captain America, Chris and others, stay with us.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act, and Jade Helm, the troops are going to come, and they may come after us, and blah, 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 and I'm thinking, oh my God, dude, look, I take a 30-shot magazine, I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com, I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with toxic constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, here's what's going on. I haven't seen Oh Brother, Who Art Thou since it came out. That's a good movie. I need to watch that again. from old Kentucky. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, of course, we will return this Sunday, Lord willing. We take nothing for granted, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I do want to remind the listeners that we have the establishment breathing down our necks like never before. And I'm not complaining. I asked for it. I've told everybody on air that I'm committed. I've told everybody on air that we're going to go at the enemy's jugular. I've told everybody that we're going to try to really pull out all the stops and really expose what they're doing. And I've told the listeners and everybody else that we are preparing very soon to launch on satellites and to go on different cable and TV systems. And I expect the globalists to even come after us worse. But in that conflict, in that struggle, in that animating contest, in my heart, I trust in God's providence that we will come through the fire and be stronger on the other side. Even if I'm not there after that contest. Everything we've done, everything I've talked about, everything we've laid out is a compendium of work, a testament that will stand against the enemy for all time. And as things get more serious and hardcore, you're going to notice that this show, quote, gets more credible. We're beyond evergreen, ladies and gentlemen. That's a term in books, in literature, in film, in art. Is it evergreen? And true artists struggle to produce art that is evergreen, that touches the human spirit forever. We know the enemy's battle plan. We understand what they're doing. We know how to beat them. It's educate the public on how horrible this plan is and get them to admit it's real, and tyranny will vanish like phantoms at dawn, to quote Thomas Jefferson. What did Jefferson say? Educate and enlighten the public on the principles of liberty, and tyranny will... and tyrants will vanish like phantoms at dawn, I believe is the paraphrase quote. Can we look up Jefferson's quote on phantoms at dawn? Let's go to another call here. Jordan in Michigan, then Donald. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I've been listening to you for about 2 years now. I felt compelled to call in for the first time today and just congratulate all the influencers because I believe that our calls to Fox News had something to do for sure with you getting on Alan Combs. And I just, that's the power that we have when we join together like that. And I think
sure. I mean, Alan Combs is on over 100 radio stations. It's a moderately syndicated show. And he ridicules me a lot, but I was happy to go on there because it's live. But I still haven't been invited on the Five and other people that want to sit there and trash me. Why don't any of these shows want to invite me on? Because they're scared. And again, ABC wanted to play games and wanted to act like they were going to have me on, but then mess it all up so they could have their cake and eat it too. I mean, it just sounds like something that comes out of the squirrely brain of Stephanopoulos, doesn't it?
Well, I have to agree with you, and it's hilarious that he made those claims about you, and now he's in hot water himself just days afterwards. But I thought you had a great interview with Combs, and to his credit, he gave you a chance to speak. I think it was nothing like Pierce Morgan interview. You were cool and calm, and I think you woke some people up, and I'd like to greet everybody who's tuned in today from having listened to that interview and just encourage them to see the world in a different way because things are crazy out there.
Absolutely. God bless you. Is there anything else?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to go to Donald, but I don't want to cut him short. I'm going to come back to Donald. Captain America, Chris, and Bubbles, and then I'm going to shut down calls for a while, and we'll slow folks on hold. I'm going to get to this Al-Qaeda situation, this ISIS situation being run by the West and more. I'm not going to talk about it now, but I had a very exciting discussion with Michael Savage last night, and I had some other very exciting discussions yesterday evening as well with some other people. There is a lot of really neat stuff going on right now. People really understand the big picture. And America is really starting to get just how serious the situation is. That's all I can tell you. But I can also assure you that we've hit the zeitgeist, and I don't say that with any pleasure. I do say it with pride of the effectiveness of what we've done in God's providence. But I'm ready to take my licks and go to the next level. But just understand, if anything happens to me or this operation, I knew it was coming. The enemy didn't win.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
The values of our founding fathers are central to the GCN network. In honor of Patriots Day and as a gift from us, receive a free e-copy of the inspired book, Forever 1776, written by Daniel Brigman and Kevin Smith. Visit GCNlive.com right now. Click on the American flag and teach your children what's been missing from public education. Sign up today at GCNlive.com. America's hope lies in its revolutionary past. GCNlive.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're all riders on the storm.
Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born.
Into this world we're thrown.
Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone and packed around alone. Riders on the storm.
Yeah.
There's a killer on the road.
His brain is squirming like a toad.
His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday.
Let your children play.
Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die.
The system
on the road
doesn't want us to have discernment. They call it discrimination. But like going to a restaurant and the food's bad and they say it's racist or it's hateful if you don't keep eating there. And you're like, the hamburger patty was frozen in the middle. Or there was a roach in my soup. Shut up. No, there was a conspiracy theorist. Here it is. That's all this is. They want you to be trained to be bullied to submit to whatever new bull the system brings up. We're going to go to Donald and a few other callers here and then get into this breakdown on Al-Qaeda. Now the public's starting to wake up to the fact that the West is funding it. But this morning, I had come into town to work out with my personal trainer. And I'd gotten on the elliptical, and then I was lifting weights, and then I was leaving. And I just saw this guy walking with kind of a prison yard, just bizarre, insane-looking swagger. And I went in a shop and grabbed something and came out. And there were all these cops. And then I ended up separately getting a call from one of my friends who had seen what had happened, it just so happened, and that he had assaulted some woman. I remember when I saw that guy minutes before, I thought, that guy is up to no good. But see, I should have just gone, no, it was a white guy. But he was, you know, acting all thuggish, white, black, whatever. It's thug culture. And if I was walking down the street with my children, and a guy like that started walking up towards me, I'm not embarrassed to act like I'm concerned and start getting ready into a fighting stance when that person comes by me, and I'm going to walk out of their way. But I'm not going to act scared while I do it. I'm going to sit there and walk onto that person and get ready. And then, see, I'm the guy who gets left alone by the thugs. I've sat there and seen it when a family acts all scared or something. Then the thugs come over and say, hey, can I have $50? Because they're not mugging you. They're like, I really need it. And I've had white guys and I've had black guys do that to me. I really want that money. One of them, big black guy a few months ago, and I was just like, dude, you're really joking, right? He kept yelling at me, baring his teeth, and I went, I started to step back, just got ready. And the guy got mad and ran off. But, I mean, I got ready. Got in the fighting stance. I sat there while I was doing it. He kept doing it. And I just went, all right. I'm in a fighting stance right now. The politically correct people would never do that. Guy did that to Joe Biggs a few weeks ago. He beat the living daylights out of him downtown. This is what it is to be slaves. And that same thuggery you see from somebody on the street is what the government's doing to us now. And it's illegitimate. And I am in a fighting stance with this government. Not because I'm looking for a fight, but I'm not going to roll over in the ditch. I'm going to fight this corrupt system with everything I got. And the people have power. If you realize the power you've got, we can turn back the tide very quickly. And I'm telling you something about the fighting spirit. The enemy miscalculates because they're cowards. They think that if they destroy some of the patriots, or if we lose some of the first battles, if this gets physical, that they're winning, they're losing. That's why they're going to stage terror attacks, because some of their operatives know they need to act like we started it first. But this is not 1995 where you're going to do this and nobody's going to basically blow the whistle. Of course, I say that. General Parton was there within 2 days of them blowing up Oklahoma City. Three-star general, former head of Air Force Weapons Development. Three PhDs in engineering. Developed most of the weapons you see today. Continuous rod, warheads, you name it. They did press conferences showing the blast points and where the bomb was and all of it. Can you imagine when the globalists pull something next time? You think an internet kill switch is going to protect you? You're done. You're done. You have the motive. You have the history. You have the means. And we're telling everybody how you operate. So go ahead and try something. You think you're going to pull some martial law scenario and whack out some patriots and scare everybody? No, you're just going to take the handcuffs off and the restraint's going to be over. And if you think the patriots are dumb enough to go out and just have a war with the police, you're going to send the police on missions that starts that war, but that'll just be getting over an obstacle to the target. Go ahead, bankers. Go ahead, New World Order people. You better hide in Switzerland and Luxembourg and Monte Carlo and in Grand Cayman and in the Cook Islands and in your airstrips in New Zealand where you're already running to, because let me tell you, you are never going to get away with what you've done. We're calling you all out right now ahead of time. So just understand, you are lit up. You got light on you. Everybody knows who you are, and you go ahead and play your hand. You go ahead and try it. I mean, really, I'm just a citizen cop here with a bullhorn telling the criminals with the hostages inside, you're never getting out of here. You're never getting away with it. Yeah, you're going to be going to prison, but it's a lot better than what you're going to get if you hurt those hostages. Now, you just think that through. And that's all I'm doing right here. I'm just bullhorning right at you going, we see you, we know who you are, we know your tricks, we know everything about you. We've been watching you for a long time. And all I am is just one little place where this liberty movement emerges above the waves. Under the waves, wolf packs of patriots loaded for InfoWar and for everything else. Ready. Let's go to Captain America. No, Donald's first. Donald, Minnesota, thanks for holding. You're a trooper. Go ahead.
Alex, I pray for you every single day, especially to the Holy Spirit.
Thank you. I need it.
Oh, boy, so we all need it. Are you aware that when the border was finalized between Mexico and America, that Mexico offered to cede the mouth of the Colorado and that finger of territory called Bahia of California? Are you aware of that?
I did know that there was some negotiations for that area, yes.
Yeah. Well, you see, if you look at the map and you understand that the Rio Grande is a very poor border, and if we wanted to, we could easily annex that territory that today would be worth billions. The mouth of the Colorado would be worth billions. And we allowed them to have that to ensure that they would secure the borders for us on their side maybe you could look up the entire treaty. Now, before I go, did you hear about the big operation at the Mayo Clinic today?
No, I didn't. What happened?
Doctors cut off a man's left side. He's all right now. Thank you for taking my call, Alex.
I didn't even get that joke at first. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Captain America. Go ahead. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex. Glad to talk to you. It's been a while. I have a couple things I want to talk about today. And one thing is my friend Adam Kokesh is going to be at Brave New Books tonight to talk about his thing. And I got a hold of Joe Biggs and let him know. And I was hoping he could come down and interview Mr. Kokesh about maybe Jade Helm, his thoughts on it and so on. And also, I wanted to ask you if you had read the book, The Red Amendment. Have you heard about it and the Texas National Movement?
I'm aware of the Texas National Movement. I know that Texas could secede, but that would need to be done by the legislature or by a referendum of the state, not by people meeting in East Texas or South Texas or wherever. and announcing that they've elected themselves the presidents or whatever. And, you know, because the guy's got a bass boat, he's an admiral. Because the guy's got a tractor, he's an army commander. That was done pretty much by the establishment, giving them attention in the 90s and lately to discredit the real secession movement. And I don't particularly want a secession movement. I'd like to have my republic back. But if the republic is captured, the entire country, then Texas could pull out to reform the United States with hopes to work with other states to reconstitute the republic. And so I am for emergency secession, but only because the United States no longer exists. We're under a new corporate body, the North American Union, part of the Trilateral World Government Program.
What this book, I've been reading it, and what this book is about is mostly exposing the myth about the amendments, especially the 14th Amendment, how it has stripped us of our rights, because we have the Bill of Rights, and then when the Civil War, they wanted to do what they called Reconstruction, but what it was an invasion of troops to take over the South. And then the 14th Amendment actually stripped the rights of all Americans, black, white, whatever, so that we are now servants and slaves of the United States government.
Yeah, so that's why they killed Lincoln, because Lincoln wasn't going to go along with that. He wasn't going to go along with Reconstruction being violent. And so they executed him and then engaged in a decade-long looting operation of the South. And that's absolutely true. It's similar to what happened to Germany during the whole Versailles Treaty. It's similar to what the West did to China when they controlled it for a long period of time, over a century ago. So good to hear from you, Captain America. Appreciate that call. I want to go to Chris and Bubbles and Dave and Steve and many others that are holding. But first, let me get to that report I was talking about earlier. Now, everybody knows, I mean, it's even on mainstream news. Even Senator Cruz talked about it. Even Rand Paul talked about it, that we shouldn't aid al-Qaeda in Syria, that most of the rebel fighters are al-Qaeda, that we shouldn't be their air force. Everybody pretty much remembers that from 2 years ago. So the Council on Foreign Relations and others were very upset and said, we've got a problem. The fact that we're working with Saudi Arabia and NATO to take over the Middle East using these jihadis is coming out. The military is very upset because, after all, this is al-Qaeda. So they changed name to ISIS last year and a half and had them resupply by invading Iraq, and now they're back in Syria taking the country over again. Now that Russia's busy fighting in Ukraine instead of backing up Syria, it's a proxy war against Russia. That's part of it. But I was watching at about 8:45 this morning, Fox News, as I said, and they had a report about Obama is telling us and the media not to show ISIS vehicles, armored vehicles and stuff, because now they don't have those. They've been greatly defeated, and they don't go around in convoys anymore, which, by the way, isn't true. But who, you don't have the president telling media what to show, just like you don't have the president's wife telling school kids what to eat with their lunches. But then I was sitting there watching it, and I went, that's not what this is. They don't like the fact that it was Toyota trucks from the U.S. that were U.S. Special Forces. It's the exact trucks, the way they're designed and augmented in the U.S. It's MRAP armored vehicles. And it is armored Humvees, the types that got sent in later when folks complained about them not having enough armor. And then here's this headline, military.com, from last year, Pentagon to send 250 MRAPs back to Iraq to fight ISIS. But the Iraqi government has come out, including the president last month, and said, no, they're delivering these to ISIS. I was watching at the start of the news piece when they said, we're going to come back, actually, before the news piece, and it showed the MRAPs and stuff. I mean, that's how dumb they think we are, is that they're showing us all this in our face. Let's go ahead and go to part of that Fox News piece.
So meanwhile, as ISIS gains new ground, we're talking about the pressing that they're doing on Ramadi right now, the Obama administration is pressing a point of its own about optics. It is reportedly asking television networks to stop airing this video that you see, that you've seen quite a bit, admittedly. They say this is the old picture of the way that ISIS was moving in convoys in broad daylight. They say these pictures are misleading. Instead, they want us to air pictures of U.S. Trainers, of Iraqi soldiers, and also what they say is closer to the way that ISIS now travels. Quote, one Toyota speeding down the road by itself at night with the headlights off.
Okay, let's just stop for a minute.
Narratives here. You know.
I didn't go review that beforehand, so it's my fault. I'm going to tell the crew something about the DVR back there. That's not the clip. The clip is before they go to break. To come back with the piece you just talked about, they show the big MRAPs. It's 10 seconds long. Now, that did show the armored Humvee and some of that stuff. But we'll get that clip, and I'm going to play it. Coming up. Now, before I go any further on this, now we're being told we're going to be attacked here domestically by these groups, when, again, they're the very groups empowered by the West, and who the West, from the U.S. to Germany, from England to Canada, allowed them to recruit inside the West to do this. So, the word needs to be gotten out on this.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at infidelbodyarmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I've been watching, and I've been waiting for the American people, the people of the world, to wake up. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to go to Chris and others here in a moment. I have not even begun to get into large portions of the news. I'm going to do that for a while when we start the next hour. And then back to phone calls. Just briefly, we are funded by the high-quality products mainly that we sell, that in PrisonPlanet.tv memberships and some of our online sponsors. We really do have groundbreaking, powerful nutraceuticals from high-quality colloidal silver to super male and super female vitality to Prostaguard, what we believe is the strongest and best formula out there for the prostate and more. We have 20% off super female and super male vitality going through until next week. We have 15 InfoWarsLife.com products now, and you've, again, heard the listeners, you've heard the rave reviews. Try them out for yourself and know you're also supporting the very tip of the spear in the fight for freedom. It's war bonds, ladies and gentlemen. And also, you hear a lot of talk about water filters out there. We carry, according to the different mainline labs that have tested it, the very best water filtration gravity-fed systems out there, Pro 1, G2 systems, clearly filtered, and others at InfoWarsStore.com. And they're less than the major competitors that aren't as good. Or I would carry the other brands, folks. It's like the Seed Center. We've got 8 different high-quality, non-GMO, heirloom companies that are competitively priced. It's all about, you know, health, all about quality, all about life, all about selling what we're into. It's real simple. And we've got 8 different brands there because they're all great. Well, not so with the water filters. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. See the side-by-side comparisons of the filters we sell versus other leading brands at InfoWarsStore.com. Coming up, I'm going to play the video. School orders student to remove offensive U.S. flag from truck. Remember, when I first started reporting on this about a decade ago, people thought I was lying. And I'd be reading NBC News out of San Francisco, and they'd go, "That's not true, Alex. You've gone too far. Kids are allowed to have American flags on their shirts." No, they're not. Federal judge just ruled a month ago, no, that's evil. Because they're getting rid of free speech selectively. Now, the schools have got free speech to teach your 6-year-old how to do stuff I can't mention on the radio. And you've got the free speech to sit down and shut up and worship world government. The truth is, it's all a bluff. We do still have free speech. There is no law to take vaccines. And if they pass one, I'm not following it. The line in the sand is being approached. I'll ask listeners what your line in the sand is. In fact, the next round of callers, what is your line in the sand? What is your line in the sand? 800-259-9231. You got a minute and 40 seconds. Chris in South Carolina, where they're banning American flags on kids' trucks. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was calling about, for some reason, they're bringing in Syrian, they say they're refugees. On the thing it says 50% of them would be considered our Christian brothers and sisters, and I think that's a bullcrap number. And
you got to love it. Our government, I saw this in the news, finances the destruction of Syria and then brings in a bunch of jihadis, some of them are Christians, and says, oh, we got to protect them. Yeah, go ahead.
And then you, at the same time, in the same county that you were talking about with this flag, they have this place called Islamville, and only Islams can live there.
Yep. And all over the country, there are Muslim-only communities, but you don't see any lawsuits, though, or any groups going after them. But if a Christian community tries to form, or you say, I'm only going to sell my house to a Christian, or this church only hires Christians, and you don't want to hire a church Satan person, I'm not kidding, then you are sued. Because Christians don't have any rights. We are scum. You didn't know that?
I knew that. I knew that all the way. But I feel it really crazy because George Soros is funding it.
You know, I did see that. Yeah, George Soros stay there. I want you to finish up any other points you got, and then we're going to go to Bubbles and others. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything right now. you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.